We're live, that's great. I'm hoping that the sound of my playlist in the background isn't going to affect anything too much. It's going to be a bit of a tester here because I want to basically use another app while I'm doing this. And the last time I did that, it kind of failed, but that was also when I was trying to use an audio function. So, yeah, this time there's going to be no sound involved. So, yeah, I'm going to just test this. Gonna see, because basically this podcast, I mentioned that in my last episode I wanted to do this. I wanted to do a whistle stop tour of all the books I have on my phone, or that I've ever got on my phone. Are we still recording? I'm hoping so. Yeah, it's working. Okay, so I mentioned I'm not gonna go into full detail. I'm not gonna give hundreds of spoilers here. I just want to talk to you about what I've read, because since I was 15 I had a Braille Apex, which is a special laptop kind of device for the blind, for anyone who's not aware. And basically I had an iTunes account, I had my own one, you know, at that time. And I wanted to actually read books, because before that I had to have big bulky Braille books, and that was just, you know, not good. That's the clock saying it's 1 o'clock in the morning. So yeah, and I'm an avid reader, and I can see my channel getting further and further down the bookish avenue, which is cool by me, because books are probably one of the biggest parts of my daily life. So I wanted to go through all the books. I'm not going to start going into details. I could do a book review. No, I'm not going to do that. But I'm going to give a basic description of all the books. Not a description as in like a blurb, just like a thing of like saying what genre, the author, kind of sentence to describe the plot. Like I said, I'm not going to give away, you know, opinions. Not really, well, I'll give a few. Not really going to give away opinions. I'm not really going to go into detail about the author, about the series, or anything. This is a quick, because I have read a lot, so it's a quick flick through all of the things I've read. Okay, there might be a few missing, maybe some things that I used to have more audiobooks, but then I deleted a lot of them and I've lost them. I don't know how I've lost them. A bit sad, because I've obviously bought them, but I can probably work out how to save those from somewhere. Sorry, I've been going on quiet for a second because I'm actually trying to pull up the right bit. Okay, we're going to start from that's currently in the most recent thing. So I'm going to flip past a couple of Ina Blyton audiobooks I just use for sleep. So currently reading this one. It's called Again But Better by Christine Riccio. I'm going to give a great book review of it because I've giggled so much at this book. This book is just, you know, laugh-worthy, and I love it. Basically, I'll review it, so you'll actually hear more about this book on my channel. Basically, kind of coming-of-age story about a young girl who was 20, sort of struggled socially at uni, and she's gone to a study abroad program in the UK. It's a bit inaccurate, but it's really, really good, and I'm reading it now. So you will have a book review of that. Second up, okay, so this is another one that you'll have a book review of, so I'm currently reading. I've actually just finished a chapter reading it now, because I tend to read until about this time at night every day, so I've just finished chapter with this now, and I've closed up my reading for tonight. No longer reading, I'm not going to read again until tomorrow now. This is Ace of Shadows. Oh, I always call it that, I always call it Ace of Shadows. Ace of Shades, and it's part of the Shadow Game series. It's by Amanda Foody, which that name makes me laugh. Again, another one I'm going to sing the praises of. I've really loved this series. Kind of can't work out the genre. A little bit of romance, a little bit of fantasy, kind of urban fantasy. Basically, poor, kind of decrepit, kind of gang city. Makes me think of, like, not New York, but, like, the kind of rougher, like, cities. I don't know why, like, the Bronx. I'm not sure why I made me think of that. But it's called New Reigns, and we've got this character called Ariane, who, and she's, like, delicate little lady, you know, she's dignified, she's got all her airs and graces, and she has to go rescue her missing mother in this trashy city full of casinos and gangs, and yeah, and I'm loving it, loving it. Then, again, you'll get a review from this soon. Queen of Air and Darkness, Shadowhunter Chronicles, Dark Artifices, Cassandra Clare, legend that she is. Apparently, I'm 99% completed this book. But no, I am currently reading it. But Shadowhunters, I don't know if people know about it, but it's a huge block of series, of three series so far, about Nephilim, and loving this series. It's about the Carstairs and Blackthorn young people. Emma Carstairs is an orphan, she's a bit badass, she's cool, and she's in love with her Parabatai, which is like her kind of best friend by magic oath. But it's a very diverse story, love it. Again, I'm gonna sing that praises as well. Skipping past a few books that my friend downloaded for me that I haven't yet read. Okay, here's the other one I'm reading. Courting Darkness by Robin Lefevre. I assume that's his name, because it's French. Robin Lefevre. Good book, a bit harder to read than the other ones I'm really enjoying at the moment. It's very good, fairly easy to read, but just complex storyline. It's an old story about France in the 14th century France, Brittany and France, when they kind of reconnected, France and Brittany, told by two different girls, based on the old gods in Brittany called the Nine, and they are Death's daughters, the daughters of Mortain, Death's daughters. It's a very good story. But like I said, kind of very diverse, a lot of characters, very diverse storyline. You've got to sort of remember who everyone is. There is a who's who guide at the start of the book. There is a sequel, I haven't read that yet because I'm still reading the first one, because it's taken me a long time, because it's a very good book and it's fairly easy to read because it's in young adult style, but it's also, yeah. The Art of Losing by Lizzie Mason. I sang the phrases of this book. About a little nerd girl who I really relate to, Harley, who her sister's hit in a car accident with her ex-boyfriend drinking and driving. And that Audrey, her sister's in a coma. She meets an ex-childhood friend, Raphael, who's actually a addict, or recovering addict himself, so not the best person for Harley to be with, that guess, at that moment. But yeah, really, really amazing book. I loved it. Even just, I think the part about mental health and how she's reaching out slowly, realizing that she needs to take care of herself is quite a good thing. When the Sky Fell in Splendor, recently just read that one. I'm not going to go and mention that at all anymore because I've just reviewed it. You can listen to my review. It's the last video I've done, podcast I've done. I'm also revisiting Mallory Towers' School Stories by Enid Blyton at the moment, which is really good. Spin by Lamar Giles, good book, about some, I'd say they're probably African-American. They're sort of from a kind of black minority in a nice town kind of thing. These two girls have a best friend, Paris, who's a DJ, and Paris dies, or she's killed, because she is a she's a singer, she's a rapper, or she's a kind of teenage rising artist. And these two girls who hate each other from day one come together. So it's a really good book, very good kind of thriller in the music kind of world. I've got this random book of folklore because I got very inspired at a drama session. Got an audio recording of Ballet Shoes, which is a children's classic about ballet dancers, which I adore. I used to pretend they were my imaginary friends, oh my god. Famous in a Small Town by Emma Mills. Nice little book. It's quite interesting, kind of about these five friends. It's mainly about this girl called Sophie. And she's trying to raise money for a school event. And it all looks quite cutesy and easy and stuff, but actually does touch on some sensitive stuff, which is quite good. That, you know, this character does seem like she's actually all very happy, but, you know, we sort of start to realise what the character does to cope in some ways. No, I don't. And that's Dark Heart Devices. The ones. What You Hide. Oh, I cried many times in this book. Natalie D. Richards. Oh, someone messaged me. I don't really care, but okay. Natalie D. Richards, another young adult thing, about homelessness and also kind of emotional abuse. Very good. It's not too harrowing. It's not too hard to read. Taken by two different perspectives, a kind of rich guy who's been adopted but is from a rich family and probably has got a good life ahead. And Mallory, who's always with her mum, she's, you know, ticking by, but then her stepdad is not a nice guy, I would say. It's quite mean, but yeah, it's very good. So that's really nice. Nice book. Cried, laughed a few times, mainly cried. But it's not one of those books you read it and think, oh, it's so depressing. There are some nice moments. Last scene. Oh, there's three of them. Amateurs by Sarah Shepherd. For anyone who doesn't know, that is by the same author who wrote the Pretty Little Liars series. It's about a serial killer, kind of, these teenagers who are trying to solve a, like, amateur sleuths are trying to solve a couple of murder stories. Murder cases, and kind of more keep opening up as time goes, and they actually find out that they're interlinked. So those are kind of thriller. The Effigy series by Sarah Rawley. You can find the book review for that on my channel. Oh, this isn't a very nice book. I don't know. Different to what I normally read, but I wanted a change. Six Graves to Munich by Mario Puzo. Not a nice book, but a good little read if you like historical stuff. It's about a guy who was kind of tortured in the war, kind of been through some bad things, and he wants revenge and tries to get it, and he kind of does, but it's also, yeah, it's got a lot of different themes, and it's, I think most World War II kind of European books will have similar dark themes, but it's fairly easy to read. But yeah, it's a small book, quite quick to read, ends quite abruptly. Garden of Thorns, was that? Yes, a series, that's the series name. Amber Mitchell is about a girl called Rose who, all these girls have been kidnapped by this guy called the Gardener. Again, kind of an urban fantasy, I would say. Or kind of maybe a little bit dystopian based, I can't really categorise. Really good series, the two books released so far, I'm waiting for the third. I love the love story part of it. The characters are kind of surprisingly connected through a long web of story. Very nice when they're together. They're a very cute couple. I ship them. Rose and Race. I can't think of them to call them Rose, Raze, or I call them Raze, I think, normally. But yeah, I ship them a lot. She's rescuing her these other girls who they've all been kidnapped by this guy. They sort of join the rebellion. It's really good. That's more of the amateur books. Evan Fall, Gaia J. Koss and Boris Koss. I admit, I don't quite understand why, but I didn't quite get into this one. I don't know why, and I normally get into most books. I don't say I didn't enjoy it, because I did. It was very fantasy based, about portaled worlds and stuff. About a girl who somehow magics into another world. I think it's a very good story, but I don't think it was very tied up very well. It was just a lot of stuff. I don't think it was really, it was very well sort of written. It was very well thought out, apparently, a lot of different storyline. It probably does all kind of come to an end in the end, but there's still a lot that I think is untied and doesn't quite make sense why it's happened. But I think it is very good. Unlikely alliances and things like that could happen. Seventh Born by Monica Sands. I like this one. It made me think of Harry Potter. It's about witchcraft and that kind of thing. It's interesting about a world where witches are there. But basically, if a mother has seven daughters or seven children, the seventh, the last, will be kind of the one that, I think, one too many, and the mum gets ill and suffers from that. And their seventh borns are labelled as the unwanted children, basically. It's interesting because all people are called witches, men and women are called witches. Like that, it's interesting. Yeah, I like it. About a girl called Serafina. She's the seventh born. She's realised how she's got power, her witchcraft later. She doesn't remember much of her childhood. She's very confused. She's very angry at the world. And she kind of teams up with this professor to kind of investigate what's happening. So I'd say it's really nicely intertwined with romance a tiny bit. Kind of witchcraft and also mystery. Fallen Isle series, Jodie Meadows. Very nice fantasy series. Again, I think fantasy and mental health are quite intertwined here, because my Mira, the main character, does have panic attacks. And you also can read her emotion very well. Like, you can feel her climax of emotion. Joni Meadows. Basically, I don't want to say much because I want to leave it away. She, how would I sum it up? There's seven different aisles, basically based on gods and goddesses, and Myra is the daughter of the sort of council leaders for her area, Damian and based on the lovers. So each island has like a different trait. So she's meant to be very loving, and yet she's got other traits. She doesn't find she can be the person her family want her to be. So she's fighting for what's right. She also loves dragons, so she fights for the survival and protection of dragons. Very interesting kind of thing. It's also about her love interest can't speak, so that's very interesting. Mortal's Angel by Andrea Ferragotti. I don't honestly know why I finished this book. I don't know what it was coming at. It was very random, very badly written, very kind of poorly written, scruffy book. Kind of a little bit immature in some ways. Sort of about something to do with immortals and angels and that kind of thing, but yeah, don't quite get it. It's quite, I just read it as a random recommendation on Goodreads. Not ideal. The Other Side of Lost by Jesse Kirby, very nice book. Sort of young adult coming of age, young girl kind of uses her online life to kind of mask how she's feeling, acts like she's a real like perfect positive person, and actually she's grieving for her lost cousin who passed away, and her cousins kind of planned this adventure, and Marie, the girl's now sort of going, well, I'll do her adventure and I'll do it, and she's not really the type of person to do Brie, her cousin's adventures, but she does. Very nice. 500 Words or Less by Julia Del Rosario. Written in poetry. Nice poetry, actually. Each chapter's a little poem about a girl who's, she's got family issues, mum's gone away, dad's gone away, dad's busy a lot, goes away from work a lot, she's kind of struggling, her ex leaves and comes back again and different stuff happens. Yeah, it's a very good book, very well written in verse. The Nyxia Triad, oh my god, I can't wait for the last one. Scott Rynchin. It's about teenagers who basically train to go into space and dig for this black sort of all-purpose material that can do anything, be bent into anything, be anything. And basically it's about how I'm trying to describe. It's about a guy called Emmett. It's interesting because everyone's come from very different backgrounds. All these people have been chosen because they're broken, or they've been through hell in some respects. And they all need money, and it turns out the organization's a bit bad. But yeah, it's really nice. It does go into alien countries, it's kind of sci-fi. But I love how people can connect to the alien countries as if they are alien planets and countries, as if it's part of Earth, and it makes you think about that kind of thing. And the foreign places, the alien places, are described with a lot of beauty. Grace and Fury, I don't know if it'll be the second one, by Tracy Banghart. Very nice book. Two sisters that are kind of switched. You've got Serena, who's trained to be a Grace. And her sister, Nomi. Serena and Nomi are switched by the princes who are the prince who's not very nice. Nomi is made to be the Grace, and Serena is punished for something that Nomi did, and they're switched. It's very interesting to see the girl in each other's shoes. See all the stars. Oh my god, the hairs are stuck up in my neck. Kind of girly chick flick at some point. Kit Frick, author. Four girls described as different parts of the solar system. Kind of events happen with Ellery's main character, Ellery's friends, her three friends, her boyfriend. Things happen and it flicks between the events at the time and the current time, looking back at it. And it kind of, the story unfolds throughout the story until the end. You're like, what? Sorry? Very good. Very good book. Young adult. Zen and Gone, Emily Franz. Made me think about my spirituality a lot. It's a very spiritual book. It's this sort of weird little hippie town where there's a lot of drugs are quite legal. A lot of things are quite legal. And you've got Essa, who's this girl who's trying to keep herself sane. Her mum's, I think, addicted to drugs. Her little sister's relying on Essa, and Essa's a Buddhist. And Puck, the little sister, goes missing, and it's a bit of a search for her. And also, there's also a love interest who's come from the suburbs of Chicago to live in this mountain town, and he has intertwining storylines. Very good. Wrong in All the Right Ways by Tiffany Brownlee. Very good, but a very clever, nice girl, Emma. She's got her life planned out. She's going for valedictorian. She's doing well. She's sort of, you know, it's all great until she gets an adopted brother. She doesn't really want to. He's around her age. And it's a bit like, oh, you're my brother, but you're not my brother, sort of stuff. Very good story. Young adult fiction. Follow Me Back, and that's a series by A.V. Geiger. Again, kind of music based young adult. Very creepy at times, about kind of stalking and catfishing. Very good. Very modernly useful. About a girl called Tessa who has a lot of anxiety to leave her house, so agoraphobic. Spends her life on social media fangirling over a singer. Sort of tells about what happened to her to make her agoraphobic. Also tells the story of the singer who was famous, but he just wants to make music, and actually people are kind of obsessing over him, and he feels a bit idolised and uncomfortable. And they somehow, through different circumstances, they meet. And it's really, really interesting. Bookshop Girl by Chloe Coles. A little bit mature, but quite nice to read. It's quite a small book. Sort of written as 16-year-olds, but I'd say probably the characters acted a bit more like 13 than 16. girl tries to save her bookshop that's closing down. It's a nice little read, but you know, nothing special. Accidental Bad Girl by Maxine Kaplan, young adult fiction. A girl who's she's messed around, she's done some bad things, she's slept with someone and it's sort of spread around, and she's kind of been she's been seen, pegged as this bad girl, and she's seen that way, and people have kind of got her involved in the scandal she doesn't want to be involved with a drug ring and different stuff going on, and she doesn't want to get involved with it all, but she has to because she's sort of been given this ultimatum. Very good, actually. Can't remember much about it, but I enjoyed it. This podcast won't take hours, by the way. I want to talk about this because you might be here. If it was me, I would listen to this podcast. I'm not saying I'm a perfect podcast person, but if this was me, I'd be going, okay, jotting down these books. this one sounds good, so I'm ticking them off. But it's not going to take hours. I've got through quite a bit. Isle of Blood and Stone, Macchia Lucia, she tweeted me. I squealed. She tweeted me. Macchia Lucia tweeted me. The Isle of Blood and Stone, it's about people from this world, this place, they're investigating, it's fantasy, investigating what happened to long lost relatives. Also, they're sort of set on missions, they've been given maps and they're kind of trying to look for these long lost princes and that kind of thing. Interesting because it does talk a lot about leprosy and assumptions about it, or fears. People never went near lepers. I guess I understand why. But a very interesting book based on two in particular, but really three young people. As She Fades by Abby Glines. Good book. Bit confusing, about a girl, her boyfriend's in a coma. She starts college, university, basically, because she's likely to carry on. Really good, she meets people, has a roommate and stuff. Sort of goes, switches around a little bit, the story switches, and suddenly she's the one waking up from the coma. And it's very interesting. It's sort of changed, not sure how it's happened, but it sort of flips around so that her boyfriend isn't the one in a coma, it's now her. And it's very strange. I didn't quite understand what happened there and why, because now I don't know which reality was real. But it's very good, young adult. Alex and Eliza by Melissa de la Cruz. Have you heard of Hamilton, the musical, or Hamilton as in Alexander Hamilton? This book is a young adult version of the events, or the first part of the events, there's going to be a series of it, of what led up to Alexander Hamilton marrying Elizabeth Schuyler, and it's kind of historical romance, written perfectly, very nice. Carve the Mark, Veronica Roth, same author as Divergent. She's a sci-fi, very interplanetary, very, very elaborately described, very well. Interesting, they will have different talents or curses. So they have talents, but those talents are kind of interlinked with the curses. So Kyra's talent, she's the main character, is she can cause pain. But that also means she feels pain herself. Another girl's talent is that she can make people feel relaxed, but that also means she can't say anything that will make people uncomfortable, or she can't speak her mind. It's a very good series. It's a very interesting, lot of twists and turns. Geology, very nice. Orphan, Monster, Spy, historical, young adult fiction, Matt Killeen, based on a young German Jew, so it's quite interesting seeing from that point of view. Sarah, she's going to, well, her mum passes away and she's on the run, and she's sort of taken in by this sort of spy, I guess. Sort of spy, I would say anyway, and given a task, she's sent to boarding school to watch this girl who her dad's got some, her dad's like a criminal sort of person, and well, dad's worse than possibly be imagined. All sorts comes uncovered, but very harrowing book. Very good book as well. Sort of interlinks school story with Holocaust, Holocaust from Germany's point of view. So very good book. Project Nemesis, Brendan Reich. I actually watched a series. I'm watching a series on Netflix called The Society, which I think is very well linked to this. I think it links very well with this because they're very, very similar. So, girl and boy find they're dying every 2 years on their birthday. One girl, the girl's kind of like, this happens, it scares me, but you know, I'm tough. The boy is like emotionally just killed by it, he's just so upset by it all. Suddenly, they all realise that the adults have gone out of the town, nothing happens, there's a sort of apparent risk of a anvil or a meteorite crash, but nothing happens, but all the adults disappear. It's a weird situation. All the kids run around town because like they're free of adult control, but end of the day they have to sort of make a society, and it happens. What it does is two books. I don't know if it's gonna be a third one or not. Finding Felicity, I love this one. Stacey Cade again kind of reminds me of what I'm reading right now with again, but better, by Christy Riccio. So this is young girl, socially awkward, kind of fake she's got friends based on a TV series, goes to university because she picks her university based on the fact that it's the same university that her TV character kind of inspirations went to. She's very shy, sort of hides away kind of thing, and then she kind of realizes that she's wants to make a better life for herself, otherwise her mum will send her home, and it's just really nice. Different things happen, quite funny at times. A very good heartfelt book, young adult. American Panda, I fell in love with this one. Gloria Chow, very interesting. Based on a Taiwanese American girl, Mei Lu. She's called Mei Lu. I loved her. She's got a very good way of sort of making awkward personal thoughts, like her size and looks and personality and kind of faults of people into quite a funny way of writing. So she's sort of pressured by her parents to marry a doctor, be a doctor. So a bit chick flickish really. Mei is squeamish, she doesn't want to do this. She actually loves dancing, and you know, very good. She makes friends, a couple of friends, and it sort of becomes her way of pushing forward to her own independence of her life. Winning Lara DeLoza. Can't remember much about this. Yeah, I can. Again, teenage kind of thing about four or five different girls all surviving high school. One's a bit of a bully, she's perfect, looks perfect, kind of spoiled rich kind of thing, acts like she's the one, she's like the winner, sort of she deserves to be homecoming queen and everything. She's got a best friend who actually loves her. She's her best friend's she's gay. She's got this other girl involved too. She's kind of using this other girl who's mentally struggling. It's about four or five different girls and how they survive an adult. Mechanica and Venturess, both booked by Betsy Cornwell. I thought they were a bit creepy. It's called The Clockwork. It's about basically Clockwork World kind of thing. A bit like a modern sort of steampunk Cinderella. You've got Nicolette, who's sort of the daughter, sort of same sort of Cinderella story, you know, little stepsisters and stepmom kind of thing. But it turns out her mum's left to clockwork horses and clockwork things there. So it's really interesting, and she goes to fairy, you know, where fae come from. Very good sort of fantasy world. It's a bit creepy at times, I think, but you know, I like it. Blood of Eden series by Julie Kagawa. Vampire series about a young vampire. She's sort of from a rough area, I believe. I read this years ago, I can't remember much, but I remember loving it. It's quite cool because often it's like girl meets mysterious boy, but actually she's a vampire. She's a bit ruthless, she's a bit mean, but she meets this quite sweet human boy, so it's quite nice. Devil's Due, Red Letter Days books. Red Letter Days, Rachel Kane. This sort of, what is it, like a kind of, I can't remember much about it, but it's sort of to a mysterious male kind of mysteries, sort of detective agency kind of thing. Once and For All, loved this. I read this over the summer a couple of years ago. Made me cry a little bit, made me laugh a lot. Sarah Dessen, it's about a girl called Luna. She doesn't believe in love. She thinks her mum's a wedding planner. Doesn't really want to, you know, doesn't want to know. She doesn't believe in love. She's had love, but heartbreak has happened to her due to her, well, I'll give it away. But very good. She meets a boy who's very rebellious. He's quite a funny guy, I would say anyway. And things happen, but it's very twists and turns. It's not your average love story. I love it. So Sarah Dessen, she's quite a famous young adult author. That's Ventress, that's the one, that's the other. Breathe series by Sarah Crossan. She emailed me back as well. Breathe is about a world for three teenagers, and they can't, you know, they can't breathe. it's a world where you can't, you have to sort of pay to breathe kind of thing. Very good series. Dystopian. Commandant's Girl. Quite of a theme here going on with World War II, my historical things. Pam Jenoff. About a young girl. She's just married this guy. She's from Jewish family. He's from Jewish family. He's fighting with resistance, but she wants to help. And in the end, she goes and helps out with, you know, she helps her husband by joining the resistance. Does office work for the commandant, the sort of German sort of commander kind of thing. And she sort of spying through his papers kind of thing. But they have a bit of chemistry. Very good book. It's not young adult, but I guess it kind of is because she is fairly young. This book has got a title that's quite misleading, it's nothing to do with it. It's called Good in Bed by Jennifer Weiner. It's not about being good in bed, it's about, I love it, it's about a bit of chick flick about a woman. She's quite big, she's quite socially sort of I don't know, she's not really got a partner, she's not really doing that well, I guess. She's kind of trying to fight her for her career to launch. And it's about her sort of life, her trying to keep her job sort of going, a few run-ins with her ex, but the storyline changes drastically, and you know what happens at the end, you'd never think it was going to happen. So yeah, very good book. All Rights Reserved, Gregory Scott Katsoulis. Waiting for the other books in the series. Young adult, dystopian world where you pay to speak. After you're 15, you have to pay for every word you say, and if you speak a lot, you pay a lot. People own words. But a girl called Speth, she's basically strikes against this by refusing to speak. She sort of joins a rebellion kind of thing. It's very interesting, very good. Vampire University, VJ Erickson. It's a series. Small books, sort of vampires involved. Girl goes to university, finds out that there's sort of fantasy creatures there, vampires there. Interesting story. We are getting there. Parable of the Sower, Octavia E. Butler. Not young adult, but I think it kind of is as well. Not as in, like, I haven't found any young adult sections, but I think it is. About a 15-year-old girl called Lauren. They're from, like, a tenement, a sort of rough area, and basically kind of futuristic in the sense that they will have to leave that area because it's dangerous and there's a lot of like bad things happening, people being killed and things, and they cross to a different area in the hopes of finding a better life and meet people along the way. Delia's Heart is one of the many Virginia Andrews books written in the 80s. I've heard one of her audiobooks once. There are a few of her written books. About a girl living with her aunt and her spoiled stuck-up cousin, both of them got stuck-up in America. She's from Mexico. She's kind of got her own life, which is people trying to stop her from having. Very interesting. The Knee Pixie series, Carrie Jones, is very very Norse mythology based. A girl called Zara, she finds out that her birth dad is a pixie. Very interesting. She's trying to trace what happened. She kind of meets her another pixie who she falls in love with, but not related to her dad. Her dad's a pixie king. Very nice fantasy. All That Glitters is another Virginia Andrews, kind of older thing about a girl from Louisiana, deep south, Ruby. It's very court case based. She's got a friend who she lives with, and I don't really know, I can't remember everything, but it's another good one from Virginia Andrews. They're good as standalones as well as series. An Abundance of Catherines is another. That's a John Green book. It's basically about a guy. He's dated 19 people, all called Catherine, and he's basically goes on a road trip with his friend, and things happen, and you know, he meets a girl. I won't tell you she's called Catherine or not, but it's very interesting. Air Awakens series, there's 5 books of it by Elise Cover. Very good series, fantasy about a girl. She's a normal library apprentice, finds out that she actually is the only known wind walker. It's a type of power. She's originally from the east of the country, and she basically takes the prince takes notice of her, finds out she's actually quite a good diplomat and that kind of thing. There's sort of a war and she's basically a good strategist. It's very good. More Shadowhunters, the Infernal Devices series, very good Shadowhunter novels. Moonlight Raider, historical fiction by Amanda Scott. That's what I think it is. Yes, well, it's a sort of Tudor fiction. Basically, yeah, it's a Tudor fiction about this young girl. She's running from her brothers and her fiancé, who are quite mean, and she's rescued by this Tudor lord kind of thing, and she's basically in hiding kind of thing. It's a good historical fiction. The Maze Runner series, books 1-4. James Dashner, you probably all heard of Maze Runner. Boys wake up in this world. I can't remember anything but the name. Very, very popular. If you don't know it, then probably most people will. The Inside of Out by Jen Marie Thorne. I loved it. One of the first books I read on here. As a girl, she's always got big ideas. She's called Daisy. She's always sort of got a project she's left half finished. Her best friend explains to her that she's gay, and she doesn't really believe her best friend. Well, she, no, hang on, I'll rephrase that. She does believe her best friend, but she basically decides to, now she knows that her best friend's gay, she's like, we'll fight for gay rights, and she joins the LGBT kind of society. It's called, I can't remember what it's called, but it's basically an LGBT society, ally society. But she's the only ally, everyone else is actually LGBT, and she's a bit like, oh, I'm not meant to be here kind of thing. But it's very good. Very good series, very good book. Sort of very heartfelt, good LGBT fiction, which I like, being as part of the LGBT community myself. This is definitely, well, it's been 50 minutes over, so it's going to be over an hour podcast, but this is a special edition. It's a Mother Life by Jessica Brody. Very good book. Girl wakes up in a parallel universe where she's actually at this dream school she's always wanted to go to, and she's got quite a funny personality. She's quite fun-filled. I like her. Kennedy, she's the main character. She's really good. Young adult fiction. Very easy, nice read. Quite, like, page-turner. Instructions for a Second-Hand Heart. Tears made me cry. Tamsin Murray. Basically, her girl called Neve. Her brother falls and passes away, and he's given a heart this boy Johnny is given a heart transplant, and Johnny wants to thank the person whose heart he's got, their family personally, meets Neve, and she's obviously shocked to find out who he is, but they sort of come closer. It's a very emotional book. Warner Awakens. Paper Towns by John Green, about a sort of road trip situation. Mysterious girl called Margot Spiegelman. She leads this guy on adventures everywhere. They sort of do dares at night. She's quite free-spirited. And then, yeah. They go on a road trip to find her. She goes missing. Glimpse and the Fall. By Claire Merle. About a girl called Anna. She's sort of from this pure area. Perfect sort of lifestyle kind of thing, until she realizes she's she wants to go out and find out some answers about something. I can't remember everything. She basically goes out into the to discover her identity. She goes out into the wide world, meets people. All the Rage is a book by Courtney Summers. It's about consent. It's very dark. It's very hard to get into. It's about sort of saying yes to that kind of thing. It's very dark. Follows a girl who's obviously had some past trauma. One of those books where you can't think of a positive moment for that character's story. It's very dark. It's very good, but it's very dark. Midnight Flight, dark book, but very good book. Virginia Andrews again, about these girls that are sent to a sort of reform school for their bad behaviour. One of them robbed a bank, one of them sort of stole something. They've all sort of done bad things, and this reform school supposedly is meant to sort of teach them to sort of learn from the basics how to be a decent person. But the methods are quite dark. It's not too graphic, it's just a bit dark, and it's very good though. But yes, it is dark, but it has some nice moments. Tempt the Stars, couldn't possibly describe it, and I sort of didn't really read anything in it. The Legend series by Marie Lu. Very good book series. Very good book series about June from the highest part of society. She's a prodigy, she's clever, and Day, who is sort of daredevil kind of street artist. Sort of, he's a sort of rooftop climber kind of thing, and their paths cross. They both find out that Day is kind of from the bad place that he thought he was. That time I cried. I remember throwing myself across the room crying because their love story was so interesting and emotional. The Longest Ride, Nicholas Sparks. Very nice, very deep story about love and an older couple's love and how it kind of links with a younger couple's love. So it's almost like a sad but sort of loving story, and this older couple has now led to the younger couple's life. The Jacoby series, Beastly Bones, there's two more ones. Jacoby series by William Ritter. Sort of old, sort of based in 1892, sort of Victorian times, about this sort of interesting kind of guy who can see all these different other ghosty and kind of supernatural situations, and sort of he's a bit of a detective, and this girl becomes his assistant, and they sort of investigate stuff. But it's sort of supernatural, very good. The Countenance Trilogy, Addison Moore. Interesting, kind of strange, basically young adult, sort of boarding school kind of based. Again, sort of dark powers, ghost powers kind of thing. Apollonia is about an alien queen, and this girl who stumbles across this sci-fi situation, Jamie Maguire. That's more than the Pixies. I won't go to books I don't like, because that's no point. The Lost and Found, lovely romance love story, Katrina Leno. You've got two characters, Franny and Louis. Is she called Franny? Yeah, I believe so. And she, they're pen friends. They've been pen friends for years because they've both been through emotional trauma. it's not going to be part of the trauma, isn't a big part of the storyline. What is, though, is that things go missing in both their lives. And as they cross the country to see each other with their sort of sidekicks, Willow and Arrow. Willow is Louis's disabled sister, and Arrow is... sorry about that. I didn't realise it's been over an hour since I started recording. An hour-long podcast is a new one. Okay, so... I was talking about it's now 2 a.m. Oh, you're on a load phone? Yeah, go on then. Oh, phone, don't mess me around. Okay, it's decided not to be good. Now, library. Go back to where I was. Done that. Done the inside of out. Done paper towns. All the rage with that. Lost and Found by Katrina Leno. Two friends, start as friends anyway, who are pen friends for years, share everything together, and they eventually meet, and items from their past, or from each other's past, keep popping up as they go. Allegedly, Tiffany D. Jackson, how it happened, a bit dark, I guess. Oh yeah, it's about a little girl who's allegedly killed a small child, and her now is a 16-year-old who's pregnant. She's got a boyfriend, living in a group home, trying to kind of get her life back, kind of thing. And we don't know if it was her who killed. Well, the story's about we don't know. Is, you know, don't know who killed the little girl, but obviously, allegedly, it was her. We don't know. The story is about finding out, or you know, trying to work out who it was. Flame in the Mist, Renee Adier. Say it. About a girl who poses as a boy. She's on the run. Sort of Japanese story. She's Mariko. She's running as a boy. Like I said, she's actually a girl. She's trying to survive. She's trying to get to safety, I believe, but yeah. And she's got a journey. She sort of starts discovering the magic of the sort of forests and things of Japan, and yeah, meets people, quite interesting. The Gathering, The Rising, and The Calling. Part of this series by Kelly Armstrong, about a girl who could shapeshift into a lynx, I believe, and it's about her journey of kind of discovering who she is, young adult. This Savage Song by V. Schwab, young adult kind of monsters kind of thing. There's these three types of monsters, and they all have different powers, different kind of cruelties. They call it Malachi and Corsai and Sunai. It's this girl, she's rebellious, kind of misbehaved, kind of wild child kind of thing. in this city, and she sort of links up with this boy who is found out to be one of those people from the most powerful place. And they have, yeah, it's interesting, powers and monsters and everything's like it seems. It's very good. The Prince of Midnight by Laura Kinsale, historical fiction about a guy, a vigilante guy, and he's got a pet wolf. It's quite funny. And he meets this young girl called Lee, and she's like, I think she's a school teacher or something, and she asks for his help. So he's sort of helping her, and they sort of go on a journey and sort of putting things right in places. Then our trilogy is about Irish fairies and mental health, because her mum has schizophrenia. It's got a magical way of kind of including magical Irish thing with, like, you know, folklore with sort of American kind of teenage story kind of thing. That's by Laura Howard, young adult fiction. The Girl on the Train, very famous book by Paula Hawkins, about, probably heard of it, a murder case and a girl who goes on the train every day and sees it all happen, or sees people and kind of thing, bit of a thriller. And Ember in the Ashes is a very good one. It's a sort of Roman based, I'd say, but a girl, she's her parents are from the rebellion, she's sort of trying to live up to her mum's expectations, her mum's legacy. She's trying to save her brother who's been taken, and she's sort of on the run, and she meets this, she's sort of forced to be a slave at this sort of, I guess, gladiator kind of school, and meets the son of the cruel woman who runs it, and they have sort of life rescuing kind of things. Very good story. The third one's out, I haven't read it yet though. The Bone Witch by Rin Chepeco, very beautiful story, about a girl, she's lived on a dark craggy island, and she talks to someone who comes to talk to her, I guess an interviewer, about her story and how she left her home village and moved in with another Bone Witch to train, and it's about her story and why she's exiled. There is another one, I believe, but I haven't read it yet. Very good anthology. I don't normally read anthologies at all. This is Meet Cute, and there's books by books from Jennifer L. Armentrout, Danielle Clayton, Katie Cotugno, Jocelyn Davies, Huntley Fitzpatrick, Nina Lacour, Emery Lord, Catherine McGee, Cass Morgan, Julie Murphy, Meredith Russo, Sarah Shepherd, she's the one who wrote the amateur series, Nicola Yoon and Ibi Zoboy. And it's about first love and falling in love and meeting in unlikely circumstances. I don't normally read anthologies, but I really enjoyed that. Very mixed, real mixture of futuristic and funny and sad and emotional and happy stories. Letters to the Lost is by Bridget Kemmerer, and it's about a girl whose mum has passed away. She writes letters to her, and she's going through a lot. And then you've got this boy who is on community service as a criminal. Supposed criminal. He wasn't his fault what happened to him, really. which is quite obvious from the start of him talking, and it's about how they connect as people through emails or through letters and emails and further things. Chasing Evelyn by Leslie Hauser. Very nice, fairly short book about a girl and her best friend who try and raise money to go see their favourite band performing, with two guys and her. And it's quite sad, there's some moments which you don't expect to happen, which are quite sad. But it's about discovery and realising that, like, you know, things you cling to aren't always the things you need in life. So you can, like, cling to a band or something as a life raft, but it actually might not be what you need. The Fault in Our Stars, very famous, probably heard of it. Under John Green, about young people with cancer, you've probably heard of it. French one, I read for school. The Last Place on Earth by Carol Snow is about a girl who is suddenly sent to a bunker because of some kind of epidemic or some kind of worry. And they're sort of working out what's happened, basically. And she's gone to this bunker because she's chasing after her best friend, who she's trying to save. Very nice, sort of fairly easy going read. That's by Carol Snow. Now You See Me by Emma Horton is a very interesting missing persons kind of thriller about a girl who her best friend is supposedly, well, they're not sure if he's dead, if he's missing or what, until he suddenly comes home, and it's about missing people, that kind of thing. And a lot of it isn't as you see. Busted, a very good book by Gina Chioka. Sioka, however it's pronounced. It's a really good book, actually. I really enjoyed it. It was kind of wintry. I don't know why. It was quite a wintry book, but I read it in I don't think it was winter when I read it, actually. I think it was spring. It's about a girl, and she basically helps. Basically, she accidentally helps. She catches her best friend's boyfriend cheating, and because she saves. She saves her best friend, or helps her best friend. Her best friend posts, another friend of hers sees her helping, or whatever, and asks her to help her, her own, she's concerned her own boyfriend's cheating, and she doesn't want to help more people, but sort of, more and more people sort of get this reputation from her. She's this kind of cheater boyfriend buster kind of thing, until she finds she's herself kind of helping with exam cheating kind of thing, sort of scandal. Very good book, fairly light, nice sort of read. The romantic interest is quite nice. Very good. All the Wars by Karen Rivers, quite emotional, but it's very nice. About two girls, Piper and Sloane, best friends. Piper's got a boyfriend, and Piper passes away. And Sloane and her Piper's boyfriend have to find out what happened to Piper. Very good book. The Cool Prince is from the series called The Folk of the Air by Holly Black. And she's worked very well with Cassandra Clare in the past. And it's about a girl. She's a mortal girl in a world full of fairies. And her sister's half fairy. She's got another sister who's human. And because of her, or because of the fact she's human, the fairies in her class pick on her, and she's like angry about it. She's like, you don't get to piss, you don't get to, like, you know, push me around. You have to, like, treat me better, kind of thing. And she actually gets really involved in politics, which you think, okay, why are you involved with this girl? Come, you know, but it's really good. Truth, Belief, the Lies by Amanda Searcy. A very good book, told in the perspective of two girls. One girl who's kind of sort of got her head down, one girl who's fighting back against people who are guys who are supposedly sort of trying to hurt other girls, sort of a bit of a mystery kind of situation going on. Very good though, told from two points of view, young adult coming of age kind of thing. I really enjoy it. The Riot Girl Chronicles, I haven't read the last one, by Erica Cameron. A sort of fantasy situation with these people find out a secret about their sort of leaders, and they had to go and Kaya, the main character, decides to go and save her brother, because her brother's been sort of lied to and stuff by these leaders, and she sort of has people help her along the way, her squad. Vicarious, and the sequel to that by Paula Stokes, is a very good book. Actually, the series is called Vicarious by Paula Stokes. Very, very good author. Very well written, about a Korean girl called Winter. It's not her real name. She has a lot of mental health stuff. And she basically, it's a world where, kind of slightly high-tech, futuristic world, where there's like virtual reality bars, that kind of thing. Sort of very, living in America, sort of that kind of life. And she basically is, she's a sort of stunt sort of person for this thing. She does like cliff diving, that kind of thing, until she realises some of things happen, and she realises some things aren't right, which is quite shocking but very good. And she goes on this mad dash around the world to sort things out and fight for what is right. The Merciless, which is a sort of exorcism and sort of the only horror I've really read. Danielle Vega wrote all of them, about sort of girls in this sort of church town who kind of get exorcised and stuff. It's kind of dark, but it's also young adults, so it's not too bad. Some of them aren't too bad. The Trials of Apollo are Rick Riordan books based on Percy Jackson's life. About the god Apollo, who falls down as a human as a punishment. The Witch Den series by Susan Dennard, young adult series. Susan Dennard wrote them, about these witches who are trying to get somewhere safe, I believe, because they're both different lifestyles. One of them's kind of looked down upon, and one of them is she's forced into a arranged marriage situation she doesn't want to be in, so they're sort of on the run with two other people. And it sort of follows different people's stories as they kind of try and fight for what's right. Trickster series by A.L. Devereaux is, again, futuristic virtual reality, about a girl called Enani. She goes into this virtual reality thing because she was in a car accident and has been she's got a disability now, she's been amputated, double amputee. She goes into this world where she meets a boy and sort of does all this kind of stuff, and finds out that some of the things in the game actually are in real life too. Very good. Kind of futuristic. Empathy Road by Ali Carter, sort of international kind of sort of mystery kind of thing about what happened to her, the girl Grace's mum. It's very good mystery kind of thing, but based in the country called Valencia, I think it's called. So it's sort of in another country, it's in this country, it's made up. But it's, oh, it's called Adria. Adria, but the main country, the main city is called Valencia or something. Adria. But, you know, it's based on people from different countries and how different things happen, and she's trying to work out what happened to her mum. Different things, different mysteries. She's sort of also mentally unstable, so she's sort of trying to defy all odds. Ali Carter. The DIMILY, or did I mention you? I Love You trilogy by Estelle Mascame. Another very lovely series. Only real series I've read recently, which is actually a series which isn't really like it's young adult series, but doesn't involve fantasy or kind of that kind of thing. It's about a girl who falls in love with her stepbrother. And her family, her life, sort of the choices she makes growing up, where she's going to study, that kind of thing, her different aspects of her life. Yeah, very good book series, very nice main character. I feel like I really get to understand or get connected with the main character, Eden. The Green Mountain series? What's that? Oh, only one purchase. Oh, that one. So the series called Green Mountain, which is basically a little story about a woman who's sort of driving for a business thing by Marie Force. She's driving for a business meeting, and her car crashes into a stray moose in the middle of Vermont. She's kind of rescued by this kind of countryside kind of, you know, this guy who turns out to be related to the person she's interviewing with. And how they connect is quite a cute story. It's not an adult. Most of the books I read are young adult, but it's not. Yeah, Scream Mountain series by Marie Force, and I think each book of that series is about each of the seven siblings, but I've only read one of them. Oh, the Endgame series by James Frey. I love that series. It's amazing. Oh my god. Trilogy about this game where there's an alien being which basically says there's 12 keys around the world. Which basically meteorites fall down and tell people who are being trained that this game is going to start, and it's about how the world sort of is ending and people are fighting to find, sorry, I think the three keys, or find the sort of missing artifacts to help them be the one winner, and the one winner can decide the fate of the world. But things aren't as they seem, and it follows not one particular person, but it follows a lot of people. You know, a girl from India, or a rough little boy from Mongolia. Each character is very different. There's heroes, there's a hero couple from Nebraska, and she's from Sarah Alape, she's from Nebraska, and he's from Peru, and they sort of, you think they're gonna be the winning couple, like, you know, they're gonna fight together and they're gonna win and stuff, but things all happen, and there's this girl who can't speak, and she's from Japan, she's got her own methods of doing things. There's sort of bad characters, there's brutal people, there's nice people, there's kind of quick thinkers. It doesn't follow one person, it follows different people. This one guy who I would say is a bit psychotic and very creepy from China. All different characters, different backgrounds, different things, and their story. It's a bit like Hunger Games. The Fifth Wave series by Rick Yancey is about five waves coming down the earth, sort of plagues and floods and things, and people remaining sort of fighting to survive in different situations. And this one girl who's sort of running to hide to stay alive, and she meets people, and different things happen. The Selection series, very famous by Kira Cass, it's about the prince selecting people to marry him, and this girl, America, she's the it's a sort of futuristic. She is selected randomly to sort of compete for her county as the one to be the queen, and she's sort of no odds. She's in the worst, one of the worst kind of family backgrounds, bad things. Sort of like she's like a sort of basic singer. She's not like from a rich sort of background or rich kind of life like other people are, and it's how that story unfolds. The Divergent series, I think everyone's heard of that. If not, then someone else will know about it. I read a book called The Cold Creek novel. It's by Jennifer Snyder. I think it's four books, but I read one. I read Break You. But there is also Control You, Wreck You, Forge You, Forget You. I don't know if the other ones are about the same people, but it's about a girl and a guy who meet at a party, things happen, and it's their life they're stuck with afterwards. We're right near the end now. I've got two more to discuss. No, three more. No, two. The Trill Trilogy by Amanda Hocking is about changelings and future seers, and this girl called Wendy who finds out she's not just an average human. She's the daughter of this sort of queen, and she's meant for some other life. She goes to that place and sees her real mum and the boy who should be with the boy that should be in her place, in her home, and she meets her mum and she thinks she's normal, but she actually has powers her own. And the last one I have read is Best Friends series by Kirsty Mosley. I've read the first one. Very twists and turns, but a girl, she's got a best friend called Preston. She's called Riley, she's got a best friend called Preston. They're best friends. And then they were not just best friends, but they're in love. Although she's got mixed up with this bad guy as well. And things progress very quickly with their love, and different things happen to them that change their family lives, their personal situations. There is a second one called Free Falling, about their daughter, I believe. But I haven't read that. So those are, I know it's taken me over an hour to discuss, but I'm hoping you've noted down the ones that interest you. It's been about an hour and a half this episode. But those are all the books that I've read. You've got an idea of what I read, what kind of genres. You could recommend me something. I've been given recommendations on my phone already. But you know, maybe you could, if you've got any questions about any of these, you can tell me. You know, I did cover a lot, so you're probably all like, oh, what were they all again? But you know, you can refer back, and also you can ask me about anything if you want to. And you know, I'd love to do book reviews for all of them, but I haven't read them all. This is over the last 5 years, so you know, I read them all different times, that kind of thing, so I can't remember everything. But I would happily discuss anything if I can help. So yeah, thanks for listening if you have.